Welcome to Mastering Life's Adventures, an educational podcast about tapping into your true self, the soul, your soul, the substance of your life, to discover what life's ups and downs are really about, and how to have a greater sense of purpose, peace, joy, and fulfillment. I am Dr. Judith Holder, your host, coach, psychologist, fellow seeker who enjoys diving into the connections between spirituality, psychology, wellness, and your everyday life's adventures. All preparing and polishing you like the facets of a magnificent diamond to be your best self. If you're craving more from your life, you are in the right place. Come, let's journey together and transforming what you know into who you really are. Mastering Life's Adventures begins now. Hi, I'm back. I'm here with our special guest to talk about something that I think we all are looking for. And it really ties into the mastering of one's life and how you can be able to do that more actively. And also be aware of the fact that there are sometimes certain things happen to us that we're not quite sure why it happened, but it did happen. And so what do we do about it? I'm here with Tanya. She'll introduce herself. And our topic of conversation today is looking at one's life path to meaning and purpose. So Tanya, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. I'm excited to be here as well. I am Tanya Cross. I am the accessory designer of Accent of Glory. Accent of Glory is my handcrafted women's fashion accessory brand. And I'm also the workshop facilitator of my organization, Divine Events, where I host in-person and online small business workshops. And I've merged my two passions to create and educate through my marketing and coaching brand Strategypreneur, where I help handmade businesses gain online brand visibility and start converting their followers into customers. So that's me in a nutshell, what I do.
Thank you for sharing that. As we're talking about one's life path to meaning and purpose, what's the roots of this in terms of yourself and moving forward in life? You were sharing a little bit about as a child, for example, some of the experiences you had there. So share a little bit more about, you know, your life as you were growing up.
I think one of the memories, early memories that I have shared with you was about when my earliest memory I can remember, I was 3 years old, and I remember myself and my mother and my older brother leaving our home, and my mom packing a bag for us, a big paper bag. Back then at the grocery store, they had paper bags. Mm-hmm. So a big paper bag, putting some of our personal belongings in the bag. And we're walking to my grandparents' house. I mean, at the time, I really didn't understand why we were leaving our home and walking to my grandparents' house. But I later learned that my parents were separating. My mother and father were separating. And that's why we took that trek and that journey to their home. And I think that being my earliest memory that I have as a child has really shaped who I am today, because with that experience, I ended up not growing up with a father figurehead in the home. So I was primarily raised by a single mother for the remaining of my life because it never, I guess, rekindled the relationship. The separation led to a divorce, so they got a divorce. My mother did not remarry till I was grown and out of the house. She remarried like in my 30s. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. So then having that experience of growing up without a father in the home shaped who I am, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. I really feel like being a girl that my mother raised me. mm-hmm. because she desired better for me. Now, on the opposite side, I felt like, not that she didn't love me, but she loved my brother. You know, and I think she was trying to compensate for the lack of him being male and not having a father, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It's interesting because there's a couple of points that you made I thought was interesting, that it's as if you remember the earliest memory was you walking to, was it your grandparents' home?
My grandparents' home. My mother's parents' home.
And I think about our what we're focused on too is the path. You know, that was the first, you know, steps on your path at three years old. And also the soul starts at an early age, actually trying to get aware of what's going on. What is we need to do here? It's kind of curious, but sometimes when experiences happen to us, we just have to be quiet. We don't know. And at 3 years old, it was such a young age that you just try to went with the flow, you know, with what your mother was trying to move you towards in many ways. So I heard that piece. And then the other piece I heard too was that not having a father figure in the home also shaped you. And what the soul says is that we're learning something from that. And so it's like, what am I learning from not having a father in the home, even though I would like to have had that? And has there been other ways in which that strength or that father figure has shown up in your world? Something to also think about and see if it triggers anything for you, because the soul is always saying we had the biggest father of all, which is the Lord, the Creator, the I Am Presence.
right.
And pull upon that energy and to help us maybe through some difficult times that we didn't have as a physical father to do that. Thoughts about that?
Right. My thoughts, just you speaking that, my thoughts went instantly to, as far as a physical father, my grandfather filled that role physically. Because now that I think about it, I really had a close relationship with my grandfather. He was very supportive of anything that I did, wanted to do, or desired to do. And as you said, like my spiritual father, God just really being there and present, whether it, especially physically through my grandfather, and kind of filling that void for me. Yeah,
it's interesting how sometimes we want the physical father, certainly, I get that. But also we don't realize that sometimes God puts little treats in our world to help us through the situations that we go through having a grandfather, like you're saying, or uncle, or having an uncle, you know, that's there, or even, you know, depending on your relationship with your brother, the big brother, you know.
Right.
Trying to support and help us through things. But go ahead, you know, share more about as you're walking your path here and your experiences along the path.
I think one of my experiences along the path is that I became an overachiever. And I feel like the reason why I did that, because I was trying to, I guess, for lack of a better word, impress my father, and proving like, hey, even though you weren't here or you weren't present in my life, I'm still successful. I still have success. And that absence, I believe, and I feel like caused me to be an overachiever, because I felt like I had to prove something.
Yes, as if because of the sense that a void that was created for you, not having the father, felt like, and he maybe was around in some ways, it felt like you wanted to show, you know, that you're valued, you can do things, and you can be successful, as you were saying, that happens. And sometimes that happens with our soul, too. That's kind of that urge to want to say, yes, I can do it. You know, I can be successful in myself. And the balancing act that we're doing for seekers to be aware of is to achieve And but how to balance that with not being so much into achievement that you lose sight of your reason for being, you know, your meaning, your purpose, because we can prove something to that particular person, but they may never notice.
Right. That's true. That is so true. Right.
So it is really being attuned to the fact that I'm going to do my best. And if this situation has shown itself the way it has, what is it you want me to learn, Lord? What do you want me to see, Lord? You know, what is it that, you know, and all sometimes like we have to ask the Lord to help us to heal of that void that
Right,
was created in the heart of the Father, right?
And then even with that, like, I had to transition from, I guess, doing it to impress somebody else to, as I got older and realized, I need to do this for me, for myself, you know. And but initially, you know, being honest, it was to, I felt like, to prove a point to my father. But then as I, like I said, as I got older and realized, you know what? Because like you said, people may not even recognize our knowledge or your accomplishments or what you're doing. So who are you really doing it for? And I think that shifted for me that I need to do it for me, for myself. So yeah.
And I would add to that, because I think that's a great point you're making. I would add to that, when we also realize when we are doing it for ourselves, then the soul says, also me too.
Yes.
Me too. That's the substance of our life. Our soul is the substance of our life. And also you do into the glory of God. We start now moving
Right.
towards the divinity part of things. And the divinity is helping us to guide us and direct us. Because the ego persona, which I call in my podcast, the ego is always saying, it's all about me. You know,
Right.
the ego always wants it about everyone. It compare. It wants to be competitive. You know, it wants to make sure it's in the limelight. But the truly the path of the soul is, I don't need that. If that happens, that's fine. But that's not my source. My source is doing it to the glory of God,
Right.
and also the meaning that that gives to me as well, in terms of knowing that I'm working on purpose. Getting back to you, kind of our focus around today, life path to meaning and purpose. You know, we're working on that purpose on a daily basis, knowingly or unknowingly. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like you said, it's a daily task for us to be walking through. It just reminded me of a conversation I had with my middle daughter. I was telling her a lot of times, like, we've, as far as our path and the path we take, those relationships that we have with others shapes that path, because you know she's currently dating and she's saying, I'm realizing that I'm looking for my father. That's who I'm looking for in the person that I'm dating. And she said, and I'm not finding that person because the people I'm dating are my age, and they hadn't got to the point, you know, where my dad is. And she said, and it's a balancing act trying to figure out how these different relationships influence our path and what we seek and what we look for. Yeah. Yeah, because all my girls are daddy girls. I have three girls, three adult daughters. And their father takes very good care of them because of that. He has all their lives. That's their expectation, you know, is to be treated a certain way because that's how they were treated by him.
Well, how lovely. How very lovely.
Yes.
Because, well, the way in which, you know, their father, your husband, treated your daughters, you know, allowed them to have a standard. And that
Right.
standard really is a standard of God. God wants the best as well. And God wants to make sure that the people that are in their worlds will be respectful, be kind, be considerate, be aware, continue to grow. There's so many different qualities that are needed or wanted
right.
that God wants to show up in people's lives. And so it's a good quality. Yes, they can't date their father in terms of the age they're in, but the
right.
qualities and the qualities or the characteristics that he's instilled into them sounds wonderful in many regards, because it puts them on a path to make sure that they're on a path of making sure they're being nurtured and cared at the level that they want to be nurtured and cared.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, and I think about that, even with that, I'm excited and happy for them because they're getting to experience something I didn't get to experience as a daughter to a father. So it just kind of comes full circle, doesn't it?
Which is nice. So that as now you've been walking your path, they're in that they now have examples of how to walk their path.
That's right,
wonderful. I'm moving forward. Each path will be unique. Just as there's no two snowflakes alike, there are no two souls alike, no two individuals
right.
alike.
Right.
So it's going to be unique in that regard. But as we're talking about your experiences, tell us a little bit more about some of those experiences that brought some greater meaning and purpose into your world that allowed you to be who you are today.
Right. And I think this is a great segue since I brought into the conversation my three daughters. I think the other experience is the birth of my first daughter. And I became pregnant with her my last year in college, where I ended up having to leave her at home with my mother to go back and finish and get my degree. So that whole experience kind of shifted my purpose, because now I had another person to consider and to think about as far as my decision making and what that path looked like for me, because my whole purpose now was I need to be very focused because I have another life depending on me to be successful. I mean, to have success in this. So I gotta go here, be focused, finish out this last year so I can get my degree. Once I get my degree, I need to find a job, you know, and just thinking about that whole process and what that looked like. So she definitely became my motivation and my inspiration to get the job done, even though it was not expected and I had choices. But I chose to give her opportunity to have life, you know, because I don't know what this child's purpose is going to be. I didn't feel like it was my place to make that decision for her. I was like, God bless me with this seed, and I'm going to give this seed an opportunity to be who he's called it to be. You know, that kind of thing, because I had people in my life to say, well, you know, you have options. You don't have to have this child. But that was not an option for me. I was like, no, this child is coming forth regardless. And if I got to shift or change some things, then so be it. But I'm definitely giving her the opportunity. Well, at the time, I didn't know it was a her. But I'm definitely giving this a child an opportunity to be.
Wow, that's wonderfully said. Wonderfully said, because what I heard in that, you had a conviction to say, okay, if God planted the seed within me, and then I need to give it the opportunity to grow and the opportunity to have life through that growth. But also I heard another piece of this, and sometimes I think it's not seen very well in the world. And that is, if you conceive, then God has a purpose for that soul. And in order for that soul to fulfill its purpose, it needs to be born. But sometimes what happens is in our life path, we think more about what we want versus what has happened and how we want to do things. And so what we want is then we become a little more towards the road of, well, I don't need to have this child. But in reality, if you are a seeker and you walk a spiritual path, you realize if God conceived this and I was in that position to do it, then I need to follow through on it because God does have a divine plan for this particular soul, which is the substance of our life. We have our soul. So we were born, you know, and, you know, and so that if we're conceiving that nothing happens by chance. I'm wondering what your thoughts about that, Tanya, is. I mean, nothing happens by chance. Things happen. We may not like always the things that happen to us, and there's certain lessons to be learned and certain things to garner, certain ways to grow. But when it comes to conceiving, that's not like a chance act. You know, there are many people in the world who don't have children. They can't conceive. And so there's
right,
a blessing.
Right.
And so the word you use about opportunity, willingness to give, you know, this particular soul the opportunity is marvelous.
Yeah, and then I think about what, and this is my, like my oldest daughter, what an amazing person she is and the impact she has already had. She's 31 now. But the impact she has already had on so many people and their lives, and not to date this podcast, but she's due within 5 days giving birth to her second daughter.
Oh,
so she
wow.
has all girls too so far. So like her, yeah, in a few days her due date.
Congratulations, Grandma.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So it is just, and I don't know, just having this conversation is just reminding me of God's grace.
Yeah.
And that continuation of that seed being passed on to my oldest daughter, and she's passing that same to her daughters. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a conviction of life, a conviction of now that I know that I, you know, each soul has opportunities, then why would I stop that opportunity? Regardless, because if we believe in the higher source, the Atman, the creator, the I Am presence, that higher source, we realize that even in the rough times, God will be there with us.
Right.
And help us
right.
through it. You know? And that's a path. That's a path that one takes. There are many different paths that one takes, but this is the path that you've chosen to take with understanding the God within your life, but also the opportunities that God has given to your offspring, but also have given to you through them, because we don't realize the preciousness in children. They bring to us more things we could ever know about, you know, through their experiences in many regards.
Yeah, they really do. And then now that I'm a grandmother and about to be grandmother a second time, like, and everybody kept telling me this, it's different. The love of a grandparent is different, which reminds me of the love that my grandfather showed to me. And like I say, it's just like I say, a full circle. Everything just comes full circle. And they were so right. The love that we as grandparents have for our grandchildren is totally different. Totally different. It's a whole nother spectrum for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Yeah.
It's like it's, I think of a rose. And and the petals of a rose, and each petal is uniquely different to form that rose.
Mm-hmm.
And so the experiences we have with our children, experiences we have with our grandchildren, because you have now plural soon,
yeah,
children, is another petal of the rose, unique in itself, precious in itself, and has a life expectancy, you know, as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, onto it. But each of those petals are taking a different path out into the world and what it is going to be able to do. And when I thought about the rose, I thought about the quality of love.
Mm-hmm.
All the different petals or the different tones or frequencies of love. And that's the soul. This, the more that we
Right.
love, the more the soul blossoms. The more that we realize, yeah, there's some things I don't like, but I'm going to figure out what I can appreciate about the experience, the more the soul blossoms. And that's ultimately what the soul is about, is wanting to continue to grow and blossom. And knowing that we're not always going to do it right. Knowing that there's going to
Right.
be, sometimes challenges that happen, but that's the path. The path is unique to each person in their challenges and what they're undergoing and what they're moving towards in their life. So tell me more about your life.
Oh, well, as I mentioned earlier, when I introduced myself, I am a creative. Definitely to my core, definitely to my heart. And creating things feeds my soul. I really do believe that. Creating things by hand, especially, it gives me joy. It gives me peace. And I feel like that energy from that positive energy that's generated when I'm working, when I'm handcrafting different things, I really believe that energy is passed on to each design that I create. Because a lot of times when I get reviews from customers about my designs, oftentimes they say how it made them feel. Like when I wear this, I feel this. Or when I eat, and I was like, oh my God, that is amazing.
It is as if the, I think of like you're working with your hands and you're putting energy of love and passion and creativity into the making of the designs of the different things that you do. And when you think about that, we all feel energy. We feel energy from people. It's invisible, but we do, we feel it. And so if you're sending forth love and creativity and strength and all wonderful qualities when you're, because you're excited about what you're doing, then that brings more meaning too to why you're doing what you're doing. And
Right.
also allows that person picks up the regular jewelry, it sounds like, it lets them say, ah, this feels right. But don't you do things by how it feels? Sometimes you're
Right.
like, this feels right, that don't feel right. It's like putting on a
Right.
dress, like or or pants or whatever it may be. This is more like me. No, that's not me.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Because even, and that's another thing that I've learned as an entrepreneur too, as well, is that anybody can buy jewelry from anywhere. It's a lot of jewelry makers out there. There's a lot of people that sell jewelry. But I really do believe people choose to buy from me because, like you said, that energy, that it just feels right, like this is the person I need to purchase from.
What made you decide to be an entrepreneur?
I think what initially inspired me is because I enjoy creating things. And what ended up happening was I had a need that I couldn't meet in the regular retail world because I was looking for hair accessories for women with natural hair because I had, started wearing my hair natural and I was having a hard time finding hair accessories. And one of my friends was like, why don't you just make it? And I was like, you know what? I can, and I think I will. So I did. And that's really how it all started. And people started seeing me wearing my hair accessory designs, and they asked me, could I make it for them? So it just kind of snowballed into a business. I didn't set out to start a business. I set out to meet a need that I personally had. And it just grew from there. And I guess that's another path that I technically didn't choose, but God knew. Yeah. Where it was going to take me and how it's going to help me grow as a person, as a and as an individual and a business owner. So yeah.
Well, you're talking about when we're on our soul journey or our soul path, we don't always know are we going to go right or are we going to go left.
True.
We just continue on the road and doing the best we can. But one of the qualities that we carry with us is the passion that you're mentioning, or the love of what you're doing and creating things. For example, that actually leads us far quicker to our rightful path than out of just doing it out of ambition or just doing it out of greed and wanting more money.
Right.
Which will send us in a different pathway, and it may not be the pathway that's fulfilling, that is meaningful, that is purposeful. And so when we're anchored in ourselves and we realize I'm doing something that I really enjoy and it feels a need, and maybe we'll fill other people's needs, as well. Wow, why not continue to do this and use my creativity in this way? Because sometimes I know for some creators, they say they just have a flow of ideas, maybe periodically or maybe consistently, but they're just flowing in ideas. And that allows them to feel like they're bringing something into the world. It's like the
Right.
gestation period of a child, and you think about it, you
Right.
formulate it, you start to
Exactly.
and bring it into being in itself. And that's powerful in itself.
Right. Because even with that, like you basically describe my creative process, like, gotta give me an idea. And I was like, okay, God, how am I gonna make this design work? So it's definitely a process because I've shared when we initially started the conversation before we started recording about how I'm working, did a soft launch of my leather bags. He gave me the vision for those bags over a year ago. And I've spent like all of 2023 fine-tuning that bag, having people to wear test them, let me know what do you like about the bag, what do you don't like the bag, what do you think the bag should have that it don't have, or what did the bag have that you feel like it shouldn't have, and just going through that process. And then a few weeks ago, like I was sharing, he was like, it's time, just release them, do a little soft launch. And I did. And the response has been phenomenal. Like, people are really drawn to the bags. And I've only been accepting custom orders. I haven't put them online on my websites and nothing like that. And the custom orders have steadily been coming.
How wonderful. Because I heard a couple of things you said that I think it ties right into the soul and ties into God. But in terms of the substance of our life and how we go about living our life, is we go into the flow. And when we're in attunement with that flow, and then more ideas are given to us, more energy is given to us to be able to test things out to see what's going to work and what's going to not going to work. Because God says, make it uniquely yours. You know,
Right.
and it's through that process of testing that we also start to grow too and get greater awareness and attunement about, okay, this will work, this won't work. And that's what the soul is wanting to further attunement to on its path, is what will work, what won't work. How did I learn from it? How did I, pick up from what was a disappointing situation for myself? How did I garner for those experiences? So it buoys me up. And then what you said, something that was really powerful, is I ask God. And in the
Yeah.
process of asking God, God does speak to us. He does do impressions or promptings, or even that voice and a small voice in our mind and head, or within our heart. It teaches us and guides us in different ways if we're willing to be obedient and listen. So that's what another thing I heard you were doing too. You were listening. And then based upon what you're hearing, you started moving in different directions in order to determine, what would be the best product in terms of this bag or in terms of jewelry that you pull together as well. Is
Right.
that fair to say?
Yeah, that's definitely fair. That's definitely fair to say because, like you said, I really do believe because he's the giver of the gifts and the talents, he's the best guide for how to effectively and efficiently use those gifts and talents and resources that he's blessed me with. So, yeah.
And at least you're willing to listen and be disciplined in that, because sometimes that's the issue about whether we will get more information, because it's like, were you listening before, and followed through? Because it's like, as if you're developing a pipeline of awareness to your God source, to yourself, to your soul self, and so the more that we're listening, the more that pipeline gets larger and larger and larger, and we're getting a flood of information. All of a sudden, we're willing to be obedient to what we're hearing and doing it in the now, Lord. And so that's, I think I hear that it's a wonderful piece of it. You're willing to do things that you're hearing the prompting to do and follow through and see where it leads you on your path.
Right. Yes, definitely willing to do that. And not saying that I've always been there,
Welcome to
because
life.
I'm right, because I have had some pitfalls and had some misdirection and had to make some detour for sure. But I think as we grow and as we mature, we become more willing to be guided and directed. We learn from our experiences, lessons learned for sure. I've had a lot of lessons learned for sure, and say, hey, just trust God. Just trust God. Yeah.
And that's a good point you're bringing. We do have a lot of lessons that come up for us. And is there any one or two you're willing to share with our seekers that allow you to say, yes, I definitely need to listen more to God?
I guess one of my lessons learned was when I first launched my business, I had no marketing experience whatsoever and no business IQ either. But I just felt and just knew that this was something I needed to do. And one of the things that I learned is that sometimes you have to seek help from somebody that already knows. A lot of times we spend time trying to do things ourselves and we mess it up. And it's okay to ask for help. And that's what I ended up having to do. I had to seek help from people that already had the experience and already taken the path that I desire to take. So I ended up having to surround myself with other people who are where I desire to be. And that was probably the best decision I made. I ended up wasting a lot of time. And time is something we can never get back. That was one of my lessons learned, is surround yourself with people who are where you desire to be, and don't be afraid to ask for help.
When you think about it, when we ask for other people for help in order to fine-tune, ourselves and fine-tune the business that we're in or the entrepreneur position that we want to move towards and deem it to produce a particular product. If we don't ask for help, then are we saying too we don't ask God for help then? So
Exactly.
we can do it all ourselves, so we don't need any help. But in fact, when we ask God for help, then we're also asking for a greater way, to show the better way of doing something, which God knows far more about what's the better way than we could do. In this finite experience of where we're in the micro level, He sees things on the macro level. I call the Father, Mother, God sees that bigger view, that when we ask for help, then the angels are able to come in, or whoever God sends our way and is able to come in to support and help us and accelerate our path, accelerate our growth. So that's a wonderful story of a lesson learned, because I think many people think, I'm just going to do it by myself. But do you really need to? No. There's a degree of humility. Would that be a good word to use?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I think you mentioned this earlier in our conversation about like not allowing your ego to get in the way too. Just it's okay. It's okay to need help. There's no way for you to know everything about everything. So it's okay to ask for help.
So I appreciate that so much, and I think our soul is asking for us to say, okay, what to our own inner self, that where the soul resides. It's like, so what do we need to do here? It's ask the soul, because the soul may give you a prompting too of what needs to happen, because it's a part of God. So the soul source or the God source, those are the sources you want to lean on more. Not to say we can't lean on man and the humans, but it's a combination of things in order to move us forward on our path.
Right, I agree.
Is there any final word or statement that you would like to leave with our listeners or and seekers about what we've been talking about today, or about something else that would be helpful for them to gnaw on or munch on, as they're moving throughout their day?
The first thing that came to my mind as soon as you asked me that question was just show yourself grace. We're not gonna always get it right. We not gonna always, I guess, take the right path, but we can always get back on track. We can always start over. Starting over is okay. And also, it's never too late because I think about my business. I started my business, I was in my late 40s. So it's never too late either to just start focusing on your purpose and what your purpose is and what your destiny is to accomplish. Just be encouraged. It's never too late. And show yourself grace.
I like that a lot, the grace and encouragement. We are going to have bumps on the road, and so things are not going to go well or right, as you had mentioned earlier, but being graceful and have other people around you that are encouraging you in a positive way can go a long way to help you to continue to move forward on your life path. As we're winding down and talking about in this particular episode, my life path to meaning and purpose, you've had a wonderful awareness that there were certain experiences that you did have throughout your life that allowed you to be who you are currently. And the joy and the creativity that you've been able to flow with in order to create these masterful pieces, and currently in your handbag. And so I wish you most success,
Thank you.
as you're moving forward. So thank you. Bye for now, everyone. Thank you for joining me for this episode on Mastering Life's Adventures, being your best self through soul evolution. If you have enjoyed what you've heard today, I would be delighted if you would share this episode with others, leave a thumbs up, and subscribe to my Mastering Life's Adventures podcast. Look forward to your joining the next episode. Please leave any comments or suggestions you might have below. Bye for now.